Ukrainian Lessons Podcast. Урок 11. Привіт! Як справи? У мене чудово. I'm glad to be talking to you again and teaching you more Ukrainian. During the last 10 episodes of Ukrainian Lessons podcast, we have learned the very basics. Meeting people and introducing yourself, your country, your profession. Also, introducing your family, being polite. In the next 10 episodes of Ukrainian Lessons podcast, I have planned to teach you the words, phrases and some more basic grammar that will help you to do everyday things in Ukrainian. Like buying a coffee, eating out, getting around town, and so on. Usually I record the dialogues in the real places, like a market or a restaurant, so please forgive me if the quality of the sound is not very good. At least I try to make you feel like you are in Ukraine, bringing some sounds from Ukraine to the podcast. And today we are going to start with ordering kava, coffee. You will learn the names of other drinks, the ways how you can order them, and I will introduce genders of nouns in Ukrainian. Ви готові починати? Тоді почнімо. Let's start. Today in the morning I went to my favorite кав'ярня, coffee house, кав'ярня. This place is called Розумна Кава, smart coffee or intelligent coffee, and they have a fun game there. If you answer a small question correctly, you get a discount. But today I wasn't smart enough. I failed. Anyway, I went to Kavyarnya Rozumna Kava to grab a cup of coffee с собою. Kava с собою. Coffee to go. Let's listen to my conversation with Dmitro at the coffee house.
Привіт!
Привіт!
Як справи?
Окей, дякую.
Можна, будь ласка, каву?
Яку каву? З молоком, без молока? Чорну?
Капучино, будь ласка.
Капучино. Добре.
Дякую.
На здоров'я. І гарного дня.
Дякую, па-па.
Okay, добре. Let's start with a key word here. Kava. Coffee. Kava. As Dmitro mentioned in the dialogue, coffee can be different. It can be з молоком, with milk, з молоком, без молока, without milk, без молока. The other way to say it is чорна кава, black coffee, чорна кава. I will tell you more about coffee culture in Ukraine later on the episode. And now let's see what other drinks do you like. Maybe chai, tea, chai. Don't forget to repeat in the spaces, okay? Cacao, hot chocolate, cacao. It's very popular in Ukraine in the cold season, cacao. More alcoholic drinks, pivo. Beer, pivo, вино, wine, вино, вода, water, вода. And now let's have a closer look to these nouns. In Ukrainian, each singular noun has a very important characteristic, a gender, рід. And there are three genders, masculine, feminine, and neuter. So, when we are talking about a person, as we talked before about family, it was quite obvious, right? Хлопець, чоловік, син, батько are all men, so they are masculine. But дівчина, жінка, мама, дочка are feminine because they are girls. But what about the objects and things? You see, in Ukrainian they also have gender. It mainly depends on the structure of the word, on the ending of the word. Like, if the noun ends with a consonant, it is usually masculine. For example, чай. Чай is masculine because it ends with y consonant. If a noun ends with a or ya, it's feminine. For example, kava, voda, a, feminine. And what about neuter? Neuter endings are e or o. We have many drinks ending with o here. Какао, капучино, пиво, вино. They are all neuter. One more time. Чай, masculine. Кава, feminine. Пиво, neuter. Now let's see what this knowledge can give us. How did I order my drink? I said, можна каву, будь ласка. When you order something, you can use the word можна. Can I have? Можна. And this word, можна, requires that the objects of the feminine gender, like кава, вода, change their ending to у. So that's why I said, можна каву, будь ласка. Повторіть, будь ласка, please repeat. Можна каву, будь ласка. Although the masculine and neuter nouns will stay the same. For example, можна чай, будь ласка. Повторіть, repeat. Можна пиво, будь ласка. Можна какао, будь ласка. Можна вино, будь ласка. And this is it. Here we applied our knowledge about genders. And the rule is feminine nouns ending with a-ya change to the ending u with можна. Other genders stay the same. In future lessons, we will practice using the knowledge about genders more. By the way, to order drinks, you can also skip можна and start directly with a drink, like чай, будь ласка, каву, будь ласка, пиво, будь ласка. And another way to order something is to say я буду, I will be or I will have. And again, the noun is in this accusative case. Я буду чай. Я буду каву. Я буду пиво. And one more thing I want to cover is the expression з собою. З собою literally means with me, with myself. Каву з собою, будь ласка. Coffee to go, please. Каву з собою, будь ласка. Можна чай з собою, будь ласка? Can I have tea to go, please? Можна чай з собою, будь ласка? The opposite of собою is тут, here. Тут. Sometimes you can hear вам тут чи з собою. For you it's here or to go. Вам тут чи з собою? Your answer can be тут, будь ласка. Or з собою, будь ласка. You see, this з собою is two words. It's з собою. But when you pronounce it fast, you really hear just long с. З собою. Now time to listen the dialogue again.
Привіт.
Привіт.
Як справи?
Окей, дякую.
Можна, будь ласка, каву?
Яку каву? З молоком, без молока? Чорну?
Капучино, будь ласка.
Капучино. Добре.
Дякую.
На здоров'я. І гарного дня.
Дякую, папа.
Let's practice a bit. Imagine you're in Ukraine and you feel like having a drink. You come to Розумна Кава, and what do you say if you want to? I will give you a task, leave a space for you to think about it, and to order, okay? Say it aloud if you can, okay? Добре? So, what do you say if you want to order a hot chocolate? Какао. So, your options are можна, будь ласка, какао? Какао, будь ласка. Я буду какао, будь ласка. What do you say if you want a cup of tea to have at the place? Можна, будь ласка, чай тут? Чай, будь ласка, тут. Я буду чай тут, будь ласка. You want a coffee to go. What do you say? Можна, будь ласка, каву з собою? Каву з собою, будь ласка. Or, я буду каву з собою, будь ласка. So now you know all the ways to order. The same phrases apply not only to drinks, but also to food or buying anything. Let me tell you more about kava in Ukraine. In Ukraine, there are two words for a coffee house. Kavyarnya is used mostly in the western Ukraine, and kafe is more in the center, south and east. In a big city in Ukraine, especially in Kyiv, you just cannot walk for 5 minutes and don't find a coffee house. They are everywhere, especially those small shops like Bus or even Open Cars. They sell quite good coffee in different variations. In Ukraine, we use Italian names for coffee. Tiny coffee is called espresso. Medium, americano. With milk and foam, it's, of course, cappuccino. With lots of milk, latte. You can also order espresso z molokom, espresso with milk, or americano z molokom, medium coffee with milk. In Kyiv, among young people, fancy types of coffee are getting very popular. Even very high-quality coffee is relatively cheap, so especially in the morning in Kyiv, you can see hundreds of people rushing or walking with their kava z sobою. Це все на сьогодні. This is all for today. I hope you enjoyed your lesson and get prepared because next time we'll talk about food. Remember, we have a premium subscription that costs not more than a cup of coffee per episode, but it gives you a great chance to learn more on your own with PDF lesson notes, exercises, word lists and flashcards. Learn more about it at ukrainianlessons.com/episode11. ukrainianlessons.com/episode11. Гарного вам дня! До побачення!